I shot and killed Blondine Walker last month, but it seems like it happened yesterday. I still couldn't believe I had actually took somebody's life, especially since death had caused me so much grief. I'd lost my first wife, Maggie, and our 21-year-old son, Claude, on the same day a little over a year ago. I was still having a hard time dealing with such a big loss, because my parents was the only other kinfolks I had in Lexington, Alabama. Maggie and Claude had died of natural causes, but if somebody had killed them, I wouldn't have been able to go on. I shuddered whenever I thought about how Blondine's death had devastated her family. But she was as much to blame as I was. Blondine was one of several women I'd spent time with after Maggie died. She'd refused to accept the fact that I'd ended my relationship with her to marry Jesse Tucker, a widow who had been Maggie's best friend, and a good friend to me for more than 20 years. Jesse was a fine specimen of a woman with a well-proportioned petite body and a cute face. Her copper-toned complexion was flawless. Blondine, who was still in her 20s at the time and probably the best-looking colored woman in town, couldn't believe that I'd chose a woman in her 40s over her. While everybody else was preparing to celebrate Christmas last month, Blondine was preparing to kill me and Jesse. She had been bad-mouthing us all over town and harassing us whenever we bumped into her in public ever since me and Jesse got together. But her plan had backfired. When she broke into my house in the middle of the night and barged into our bedroom with a gun in her hand, she was the one who ended up dead. Even though I had accidentally shot her during a scuffle, we agreed that the best thing for us to do was to cover it up. We'd put Blondine's body in the woods, where a maniac had dumped five other colored women he'd killed in the last year. Since everybody assumed he had also killed Blondine, me and Jesse didn't think anybody would have a reason to suspect us. We tried to go on with our lives like nothing had happened. It wasn't as easy as we thought it would be, though.